He had vegetarian food in the monastery one year. He decided to become vegetarian. And in the Northeast, if you just became a vegetarian, pretty much, you know, it's rice and salt and leaves, chilies. But if Ajahn Chah became a vegetarian, people started bringing nice food. So we had two sides of the eating hall. One was the vegetarian, one was the meat eaters. And then as more people found out, the vegetarian food started getting better and the meat started dropping off. So more monks started moving over to the vegetarian side. So he thought, well, this is not right. So he just decided, for everybody's sake, it was better just to go back to eating whatever came in front of him.